Okay, so we're going weiter in Perek Yud. We're starting Perek Yud, Daf Kuf Chavav. Klalois Hakoil. We start tying together a lot of loose ends. Let's see how this goes. Hamid Baiba Chelik Aleph. In Chelik Aleph of the Sefer, you'll remember, Shemalchus hi Klalois Hamedina. Malchus is that which mechlals a Medina. It's that which unifies, brings together a Medina. Kon Malchus Pras. Kol Mohut Anshe Medina mitbateles el Metzias Malchus Pras. The individual essence of the Medina, what it does is it mevatels, it nullifies the individuals to the Malchus. Shemata kol yochid v'yochid reini adam prati la'atzmoi. From now on in, the person is not his own individual person. I mean, he is that as well. We'll see, but klape what Malchus does. And a likra lav shema klalish in a Malchus. V'ze ma'ata hadgara mu'tam v'chashivusam shel anshe Medina. He's now called a Persian. He lives in Persia, and there's a Malchus price. So each individual is no more Yankel and Shmerer and Beryl. He's a Persian. And that gives him the essence and the importance of what it means to be part of the Medina. Of course, he maintains his individuality. We're not that's not a stira. But we're focusing on this aspect of it. Because of this, the Malchus is that koyach which mechlals the Am. It makes it into a klal. Hadvarim hametaim es hamalchus v'hagavonim hamiyuchodim l'kol malchus hamalchus mitzpashtim u'mitrachim lahar b'noisim b'toich ha'am g'duya sheha hevdel b'ina amim mitpate gam b'tzuris par tzuf ha'ponim. Many different things. Just to break this up slowly. This is expressed, the etzer of the malchus is expressed in many different things. Each Malchus and Malchus spreads out and expands to many, many different aspects of the nation. For example, you notice that different natures have different faces. You can recognize people from which country they come from their face. That's a Pela Otsu, by the way. Sheze Meshakev Muhus Kol Adam. V'chein Mashia U'mechalukos B'sfasam. They have different languages. He's okay, today it's all mabulbal. You can speak French and come from Switzerland. when you speak French, you're supposed to come from France, you know? Anyway, Shazea Hevdel Yusidi Bakol Tsuras Shel Medaber. V'chein Levush, so too in clothes. People, also today we become very united in the world, but people were noted by their dresses. And when there's a very important day, then people put on their natural, they put on their the national dress, so to speak. Shehu yosod godol b'min ha'noishin v'hachanos ha'ma'achalim. The food, different foods from different places. V'chein b'chol ha'shkofes ha'chayin ha'menataliyot, ha'mentaliyot, the mentality. Nivdalot ha'um ha'zumizu. We know different mentalities. The Germans have got their Yekishkeit, the Americans have got theirs, the Hungarians have got. Each nation has its mentality. The way they build the houses, the architecture, the roads, town planning, many, many aspects of this thing called Malchus had manifested itself in the uniqueness of each and every Malchus, expressed itself in many different ways. And the reality of this Malchus touches on every aspect of people's lives that are part of that nation. There's things that are common to all nations. Today we have that much more. Today we become very, very much like everybody else because we have technology and we have advertising. You can eat sushi in America and you can eat hamburgers in Paris and your pizza in China. I call Ma'urbav, and everyone dresses the same. Aval, at the essence of it, you'll see there is all these different things, and that is a product of what's called Malchus.
And we have also the impact of the natural situations. The people on the north, Canada, it's not the same as in South America.
Nachon. And that is an expression, we don't see it so clearly today as an expression of Malchus, but if you go back, you'll see that in Klal is an expression of what's called Malchus. Because there's a Melech, because there's a Malchus, so the nation is united, you become part of that nation, And it expresses itself in all these multiple, you have a national flower and this and the foods. Okay. Sports, for example, there's certain countries that have got certain sports that only play in that country and you don't see them anywhere else. Many, many, many aspects. So what's behind this? What's the cause? Let's remind ourselves, we focused on this a lot. Malchus is a higher power, a higher force that manifests itself within the Medina down here. It's always Malchus. It always has a crown and it has a place. It has a higher source, but it manifests itself in the Medina. If it stays up in its higher source, if it never leaves the palace, if it just stays up there, there's no expression of the Malchus. If it's down here doing everything, but he doesn't have Sheikhus to the crown, then he's not the Melech. He needs the Melech. He needs both these aspects, to be higher, Elyon, and to be Besoich HaMedina.
But the manifestation is the same in each country, or it's different?
Like we're not. So now we're not talking about countries. Now we're talking about the Yesod, the Klal, of what's called Malchus. You're right. Many different places, this Klal will manifest itself differently.
Yeah.
We're trying to get back to Shabbos, I assume. But yeah, you're talking about Klal, what's called Malchus in terms of Torah terms, in terms of the Midas of Hashem, what's called Malchus. The Malchus is the heart and the soul of a Medina. The neshama is very different to the guf. We know the haguf mechulaku le'avorim avorim. The guf is made up of lots of different parts. Correct? Made up of lots of different lives. 613 pieces. Aval neshama einu mechulekes. Ela koleles is kol haramach v'shasok achas. The neshama includes within it all the 613 as one, not as broken pieces. When a certain Medina connects itself to a certain Malchus, that Yichud now spreads out and impacts on all aspects of the life of the people of the Medina. The lave of a Melech is the heart of kol klal yisrael. That's the Rambam Mufureshes. V'chein am yisrael, shebechlalo hu kinu lemidas hamalchus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal yisrael is a what's the word? A kinu. It's an expression. It's hitbatut of midas hamalchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheze mutzias am yisrael. What is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is the one who's Hashem's their Melech. What's the definition of Klal Yisrael? The nation that is Hashem is their king.
Yes.
They're completely separated from all the rest of the world. And that was already established at the beginning of the formation of our nation. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, pre the birth of Klal Yisrael, they never changed their languages, their clothes, or their names. The Hainu, what does it mean they didn't change their languages, their names, and their begotten? What's that? Just some kind of, you know, holding on to tradition? What's that about? We see there was an important, you saw that. The Hainu is Tzuras HaChaim HaYumuchedes Lehem. They never changed what they couldn't save, but what they were able to hold on to, which means their tzuras hachaim, the unique aspect of a nation, they held on to that. She says, Simon Shem Adain Tachas Malchus Shemaim. It means they're still part of that nation that has a king called Malchus Shemaim. The Malchus Paro Mitzrayim Einu Nishmosom V'Klolos Metziyosom. Malchus Paro, Paro is a Malchus, so born again, so the Klal Yisrael with Tachat HaMalchus of Paro. No. If they never changed their Lashonim, their Bigdayim and their Shmoiseim, it means they were never under the Malchus of Paro and Mitzrayim. And then the Shomas weren't part of that Klal of the Metzias of what's called Mitzrayim, because they were under the Malchus of Hashem. And that's Klal Yisrael. Wherever we are, we're under the Malchus of Hashem. We have halachos about how you deal with the nation where you're living or whatever. But at the end of the day, wherever we are, anachnu tachas Malchus Hashem, and we stay Am Yisrael no matter where we are. V'adin be'inyan Shabbos Kodesh. And that's the same. So that's the klal of Malchus applied to nations and all the different aspects we mentioned. And it's a fascinating subject, by the way. Rav Miller from Gateshead has a mighty kashir on nationalism.
Yeah.
Because where did nationalism start? Nationalism started by the Dora Flogger.
Yeah.
Everyone was united. Mm-hmm. And the Pasuk there says, if they were united, there's nothing that will stand in their way. So Hashem says, so let me split them up. And he shattered them and they started speaking different languages. And lo mistadrim. But the Pasuk's telling you that if you united, had they not been split up, nothing would have stood in their way.
Yeah.
The nations of the world are so busy being different that they can't get anything done because the Pasuk says you need to be united to get anything done.
Yeah.
Hashem keeps them like that because if they would unite, they would unite against us. So Hashem keeps them separate. And that's, but anyway, that's a Moedika share. Maybe we'll look at it sometime.
Yeah, it's a
Shivim Umot Ha'olam.
It's
a Shivim Umot Ha'olam. Yeah. But if there would be one Umot Ha'olam, they would be all powerful. Nothing would stand in their way. Yeah. That's what Hashem says. We have to keep them broken and split up and we have to keep them holding on to their little nationalistic, waving the nationalistic banners because that's what keeps them disunited.
Yeah, but it's interesting because when they enter in Mitzrayim, Israel was Shivim Nefashot. We say it's parallel with this.
Yeah, right. Shivim Nefashot. Yeah. And on Sukkos we bring Shivim Kabonos connected to Shivus. We try and keep them. We try and keep them not united because when they unite, they're a problem. Let them kill each other.
Yeah.
Let them fight each other. Okay. V'adin b'inyan Shabbos Kodesh, she kinoi lemidas ha-malchus. Shabbos Kodesh, as we know by now, is also an expression of what's called malchus. Hamidah shvi'is, the seventh midah. She'ashabbos einu mitzvah k'sha'a mitzvah sho'isi adam be'echad me'ramach ha'voroch. Shabbos is not like the other mitzvahs that you do with one of your 248 limbs. Elehi k'medina la'atzmo. It's its own separate world, it's its own separate country. Kesha Adam Shebo, so 1 second. She'anoshim Shebo Mishanim. It's called Tzuris Chayei Macholam Mishtom. Diburu Malbusham V'kol Eisek Chayim She'ashabbos Hi Malchus Acheres V'olam Acher. Oh, Shabbos is a completely different world. The people that live in Shabbos, they live in this country, this Medina called Shabbos, their whole life is different. They don't eat the same food. They don't wear the same dress. They don't sleep the same. They don't walk the same. It's a different. Their business is different.
Yeah.
Shabbos hi malchus acheres v'olam acher. It's another world with a different king.
Yeah.
Besides the Kedusha, we're talking about Kedusha now. Besides the Agosha of the Kedusha and the Gilu Shechina, elegam b'chitzaynis u'betzura tivis. Even externally, superficially, it's not superficial, but even the externality, the chitzoni, and the tzura, the natural tevel Shabbos is different. He's not wearing the same clothes as he does during the week. Why not? Well, because in this country, they dress like this. And he's not eating the same food because in this country, today they eat cholent every day, ani lo amar. Well, there's got to be something special on Shabbos. Reb Zelig once told me, why do we eat egg and onion at Shalosh Shudas? He said it with a joke, with a smile. Well, so he said, because all the food that we eat on Shabbos, we eat the whole week. We all eat chicken during the week and we eat meat and fish. It used to be a time where people ate bread the whole week. And on Shabbos, they would have a bit of fish, a bit of meat. But on Shabbos, there's nothing yuchad anymore. Cholent, they start eating from Wednesday already and they're still eating it on Tuesday. As mama yuchad be Shabbos. So he said, at least the egg, shalashuda should be different because nobody eats egg and onion during the week. It used to be Mashu Mayuchad. But the vortex is that because you're in a different world, in a different country with different priorities. Clarison, no matter where they were, no matter which country they were, in whichever goddess they were, or Kesheyagia Megia Yom Shabbos, Rehova Yodim Ishtane Veni Mamash Kamo Bedina Cheres Vuma Cheres Blila Hakir. The Jewish street on Shabbos in those places, wherever we were in Golis, look different. Legamre. Shabbos kol over the malchus acheres, kashibah Shabbos over kol hamalchus l'shamayim. That's because when Shabbos comes, everything moves to malchus shamayim. There's a different malchus. You're in a different medina. The world looks different. even in places today, you know, that even Bet Shemesh comes Shabbos. If someone didn't know anything and he was living in Bet Shemesh and suddenly Shabbos would kick in, he would say, Mark, what's going on here? He doesn't recognize his neighbor because he's not wearing the same clothes and there's no cars. That's because mitzvah's Shabbos. That's because malchus Shabbos. You're in a new Medina, you're in a new world. We mentioned this pasuk many times. He used to bring a lot of Torah out of the Rav Shimshon. The pasuk of Lecha Hashem Agudula Vagrura Tiferes Menesef Kol B'Shamayim Uvaretz. We take out the Sefer Torah. Lecha Hashem Hamelocha. Lama Chozer Kosuv Al Lecha Hashem. If you look at the pasuk, it says Lecha Hashem Agudula Vagrura Tiferes Menesef Lecha Hashem Hamelocha. What's the Lecha Hashem again for? You're mentioning 7 meters of Hashem. So mention 7 meters of Hashem. Lecha Hashem 1 2 3 4 5 6 7. No, he goes, Lecha Hashem, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lecha Hashem again for the seventh one. What's that Lecha Hashem doing there at the end? The Yuvta. V'niva ata od ponim b'zeh. We've mentioned this a few times, but we'll bring another aspect of this here. Shebitchila moine v'hoylech es shesh ha'yesoides b'darche shemayim shehem choybkim oylam umuloy. First, we mentioned the 6 meters of Hashem. Yeah. That are the ways that Hashem manifests and aspects himself in affects himself in the world, the entire universe. Shekachu binyan ha'olam b'shesh ruchos, because that's how the world is built, with 7 directions, north, south, east, west, up and down. So that's the 6 meters, which express themselves in the 6 pathways of the world. Afterwards, the malchus is separate from that. Malchus is not just another midah. It's not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What comes after 6, 7? No, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and now you have something completely different. The 7th thing which mechlals the 6 that came before into a new tzura of this malchus. Because the malchus includes everything. Umat ha'olam nisaniska im sheish kutzois. Hu olam acher v'malchus acheres t'takan olam b'malchus shakai. The world now, the world that's mentioned through 7 aspects. Sorry, the world that's now mentioned through 6 aspects is a completely different world than a malchus acher. Before you had 6 meters, 6 directions. Now you have malchus. Now you don't have 6 meters, 7 meters, 7 directions. Those 6 now take on a whole new malchus. They become a new world. That's what's going on here. So it's that subtle, but we've been dealing with malchus a long time. We're starting to get a feel for this. As we mentioned before, another aspect of Malchus was Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash wasn't just a place where we did avoid and we brought kabonos. There's a place where you sleep, there's a place where you eat, there's a place where you bring kabonos. There's a place where you pray. We have lots of different places. Beis HaMikdash wasn't just another place. It's a world on itself. It was an unrevealed, as they say. You need a passport. When you go there, you need a passport because you're going into another world. There was the gilu of Malchus Shemayim. Those that worked there had very different begodim, food, their whole what they drank, it was a different world. They were found completely in Tara. They always had to be Betara. They were living in another world. We know that the Migdash, the Mishkan and the Migdash was a microcosm of the entire universe. It's an oilam cotton. It is a world unto itself. Ein benefesh chaim she'arich b'zeh, fantastic shtickle in the nefesh chaim, how he shows this dimion between the Mishkan and the world, and how, and that has what has to do with Shabbos. We know that that's the malachas of Shabbos are the malachas of the Mishkan, because it's all one thing at the end of the day. It's all binyan ha'olam. So Beis Hamikdash, he spoke to advarim k'neged olam ha'molid. All the pratim of the Mishkan, all the pratim that we have in the world. So it is an entire universe, an entire world unto itself. The malchus Shabbos kodesh, the malchus Beis Hamikdash have a emes haynuach. The malchus of Shabbos and the malchus of Beis Hamikdash, the same thing. What does Shabbos and the Beis Hamikdash have in common? Both of them are where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias in the world is revealed, begolui, it's revealed. He's moilech begilui, not behesta. V'chol mohusam imalchus shamayim, ulechen kol tzuras ha'olam shel Beis Hamikdash v'Shabbos doimim lebezeh. K'mo she'arachnu b'perek ha'koinim, we saw in the perek dealing with Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos, that the whole of Shabbos is doimeh le Beis Hamikdash. We brought all the things, the shulchan, the menorah, the big day kohanim, the mikveh, the whole, it's all a todavah. The todavah. It has a new aspect, it has another facet to this dharma. Both Shabbos, because it has malchus, and both the Beis Hamikdash that has malchus, are worlds alone. They're separate worlds. You don't live in this.
It's above the rules of the nature. That means the Teva, it's not the same. The space on the Kodesh HaKodashim, also the Nisim, which were in, it's not the same.
Correct. That's another expression of this idea, that it's another world.
Yeah.
If you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you say, why are those people wearing those funny clothes? You'll say, no, that's not funny. That's how people dress here. And you go to China, why are people eating with chopsticks? That's crazy. No, no. Yeah, people use chopsticks. But we don't, yeah, because in your world, you use a fork. In this world, they use chopsticks. In the Beis HaMikdash, they do it the way they do it. And when you go out of the Beis HaMikdash, you're in another world. You do things differently there. Same with Shabbos. Why are you funny? Why are you behaving so funny on Shabbos? Because we're not behaving funny just in this world. That's how people behave themselves in this world. That's an unreveal. It's another Malchus. There's another King here. There's another Medina here. Medina's Shabbos. Medina's Beis HaMikdash. That's his chiddush over here. V'nei Am Yisrael, gam b'yomei ha'chol, hem etachas malchus shamayim. One second, excuse me. I'm only tachas malchus shamayim on Shabbos when I'm in the Beis Hamikdash, and the rest of the time I need lo tachas malchus shamayim. No, Am Yisrael, gam b'yomei ha'chol, hem etachas malchus shamayim. The whole week we under malchus shamayim. Like we mentioned above, Klal Yisrael says essence is because we're tachas malchus shemayim. Im kein ma be'emes mitchadesh kasher nichnosim le'beis hamikdash u'kasher bo Shabbos. What really changes? We're under malchus shemayim. We have malchus shemayim. As ma mishtaneh. So you're going to Shabbos. So you have the same malchus. It's a different malchus. No, it's the same king, it's the same Malchus. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, it's the same king. So what's different? What's changed?
It's a Giluya. It's a Giluya of the Shechina. It's not the same.
Maybe, could be. Yeah. It could be that what we have during the week is Keter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where the king is not so apparent, but on Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash, he comes into the Medina. Or maybe, I don't know, let's see. Yeah, that's got it. For sure, that has to be the Nakuda. Let's see what he says. Ooh, 5 minutes. Okay. Vainian the Kamoba Malchus Tara in an earthly kingdom. Yeshevdel ben Klala Medina, Shamelech Shoilech Dalaya, Lebain Beis HaMelech. Understand that when there's a king, the way he conducts himself in the villages, in the towns, is different to the way his Malchus manifests in the palace, the Beis HaMelech. The Beis HaMelech has a different din to the rest of the Medina. The people that live out in the villages, the king comes once a year in his chariot and they wash the streets and they paint the houses and he comes through and they wave and whatever, and off they go. But what about the people that live in the palace? The guy that polishes the king's shoes and makes his bed and brings his food and cleans the floors and the mashatim, the soldiers, the ministers, as they lifnei amelech kol hazman. ולכן בנויג שבאוילם במוחוס הדאר בבית המלך יש צורס חיים אחרס לגמרי מאשר המדינה. Obviously the way life works in the palace looks very differently to the way it works out in the street. In the palace, people aren't sitting around drinking coffee, playing sheshpesh, you know? Mm-hmm. Then you can do that in the street, and it's koshen, it's yoshen, it's a wonderful thing. No one's saying not. But you're in Lifnei HaMelech, your Tzuras HaChaim looks very, very different. There were kingdoms where in front of the king you speak a different language. Kogon ba'Anglia. Sheberachava medina dibru anglit ubechotz ha'malchus dibrei litanit. Not today, because nobody knows how to speak Latin. But in the days, in the street, they used to speak English. But in the palace, they spoke Latin.
Aye.
People used to be able to speak Latin. The Beseder, okay. V'chein halavush hayishoyne legamrei. The way you dress in the palace, not to say you dress outside. But k'nisa lebeis ha'malchus u'kamo lo'ivim m'medina le'medina. When you go from the street into the palace, it's like you're going into a new medina, you're going into a new world. They tell you how to speak, how to walk, how to bow, where to sit, what not to sit, how to say hello, how to say goodbye. You know, just meet an egg there the way you meet an egg in the street. The power of the kingship is measured according to the amount, the power of the shlita, the control, the maisa, it comes from the Malchus. How powerful is this king? Well, that depends how much shlita he's able to enforce. Rim kem bebeis ha-melech, shisham shlita ha-melech hi shlita brura, mufureshus v'galoi. Who's in charge of the palace? The king, that's poshut. Nobody has any doubts who's the boss in this house. In your house and my house, you might have doubts about who's in charge, yeah? You could think maybe actually that there was some 12-year-old who was paying the rent, and that's why he's in charge. Could be such a thing. Aval, in the king's palace, no one's in doubt who's the melech, who's in charge. His shlit is completely apparent to everybody. Out there in the streets, not so posh. The closer you are to the palace, to the central throne of the melech, the more his rulership is galui. The guys living out in the mountains, in the sticks there, whatever, there aren't even roads there. The melech has very little shlita over them. They do what they want, whatever. Once a year, like I said, they have to behave. But the rest of the year, I'm not. The kingship of the melech, the rulership, his koch, is not so apparent to everybody. There's some pekid there that sits there, you bribe him, and you get whatever you want. No, in the palace, posh that the king's in charge, you know. You don't mess with him. V'chein imetzias beis hamigdash beis hamelech, v'kol eilu animtzoim sham heim b'matzav shel oymed lifnei hamelech. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're in Shabbos, you're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. You stepped into the palace. V'akochus Beis HaMikdash hayvi k'malchus acheres. That's why it's a different malchus. V'adin metzias haShabbos. Sheshabbos kodesh hi Beis HaMelech. Shabbos is also Beis HaMelech. V'lochein eini doim malchus shemaim hamitgale al yedei Yisrael b'yimoy sachol l'malchus shemaim shel Shabbos kodesh shezeh l'umoy zeh havin k'medina acheres v'olam acher. When you're on Shabbos, you're Lifnei HaMelech, you're in the Beis HaMelech. Hashem invites you over to his house for Shabbos. The God Lador invites you over to his house for Shabbos. You go there for Shabbos. Your children say, Abba, well, we've never seen you do that. You would not behave like that normally. Because at home, you behave differently to the way you behave when you're Lifnei the God Lador. When you're Lifnei the Melech, you're in his home, you're in his world. As Haitna good. How does that mitbate with the language you're using? Ataba Medina Acheret Lagamre. You're in another world, you're in another country. That's the palace, that's the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Shabbos. That's the other expression of Malchus that we've just seen here. It's a shame. Next week we'll do Perek Yud Aleph. It starts with Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. We'll see what more we'll have to take that and express that. But we're just showing the Shoresh, the sort of what's this Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. It's not just, well, I'm Yah and Hashem now sort of like opens up a window and says, hi, here I am, and now you're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Oymed Lifnei HaMelech means you stepped into a new world.
Yeah.
But the Bo'ilam Achele Gamrei, you don't need to chopsticks in this world. Yeah, we do things differently because you're in another world. Not because Hashem happens to have popped in to visit you, so you behave nicely while he's there. Lo, ata nichnas lo ilam ache, a medina ache, im a malchus ache lagamre. Ah, what's the difference between 6 days of the week and Shabbos? the more you lifnei Hashem during the week, the transition to lifnei Hashem on Shabbos will obviously be smaller because you lifnei Hashem the whole week.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be lifnei Hashem during the week because you're running around and you're busy and you do, oh, comes Shabbos, atat lifnei Hashem kepshut, mamash, not bedimyon. Mamash, you just stepped into a new world. That's the Chiddush. A good night of Shabbos. A good night of Shabbos.
Thank you.
Shabbos.
Amen. Amen. Toda.
Shalom.